Hello, welcome to our podcast on suicide. I'm Dr. Charles David Tauber, CEO of the Coalition for Work with Psychotrauma and Peace, CWWPP. To see what we do in general, please see our website, www.cwwpp.org. You can make comments on this podcast, and you can make suggestions for future podcasts on the contact page of our website. As mentioned, this podcast will talk about suicide. It's directed primarily at two groups. One is those who are thinking of committing suicide, and the others who want to prevent it. Why do people want to commit suicide? First, very frequently, they have no goal in life and they see no future for themselves. They see no future in their work or in their hobbies. They see no future in their relationships. And they don't see a future in spirituality. Those are very, very important to everybody. People who want to commit suicide very frequently think of themselves as inadequate. They have childhood issues. They may have been abused. They may be being rejected by others, by family members, by people at their jobs, by people in other parts of their environment. They may be setting very high standards for themselves that they cannot possibly meet. They also may be in a situation where they're not able to care for their family or for themselves. This may be financial. This may be medical. It can be a number of ways, in a number of aspects. They may have recently lost a loved one. That can be through death, that can be through illness, that can be through rejection. They may not perceive reality in a good way. That can be simply through misunderstandings, that can be through psychosis, that can be through drugs, and those drugs can either be legal drugs, that is, drugs used for disease, and those drugs can be illegal drugs of various sorts, and that includes alcohol. Some diseases may cause a misperception of reality. People who are very lonely commit suicide. There are many triggers that make people want to commit suicide. Things like certain days, Christmas, other holidays, family affairs, those sorts of things. Lots of things. Memories can be triggers as well. Very frequently, people are depressed and they're anxious. Sometimes a threat of suicide is used to manipulate people. Sometimes a threat of suicide is a plea for help. There may be a family history of suicide. If you are thinking of committing suicide, please talk to somebody. Very, very important. Don't keep your feelings inside. Talk. Talk directly to somebody. Call a suicide prevention line if one exists in your area, and in most areas, they do exist. Get into a group of some sort, either in person or online. That can be a therapy group. That can be an activity group of some sort, such as a course, sport, an art group, any kind of a group, just a talking group, maybe a group of neighbors, can be anything. If you're thinking of committing suicide, look at your goals and redefine them. Write an autobiography. See what your goals are in life. We said a little earlier that people don't have goals in life sometimes when they want to commit suicide. Define them. Plan something in that context that will move you toward your goals. Look at your perceptions. Do they correspond with the perceptions of other people around you, or are they different? Write. Write out everything you can think of. Write out the facts. Write out the feelings. Make a video or make a recording of sound of what you're feeling. Not only the facts, but the feelings as well. Do art. Do music. Figure out a way to get your feelings out, something that you like. Do some exercise. Exercise helps. It moves the blood around the body. It gets you feeling better. Get enough sleep. Do things that give you pleasure. If you are working with people to prevent suicide, never, and I repeat, never think that somebody who is threatening suicide will not do it. there is a big possibility that they will take every threat of suicide seriously, even if you think that the person is manipulating. Some warning signs about people who are going to commit suicide. They talk and they write about suicide. They withdraw from society. They use substances in an increasing manner, and those substances can be illegal drugs, they can be alcohol, they can be legal drugs, they can be all kinds of things. People who have aggressive behavior may be on the verge of committing suicide. People who are impulsive may be on the verge of committing suicide. People who are on the verge of committing suicide may have big mood swings, high one day, low the next. If you see unusual behavior for that person, that may be a sign of suicide. Saying goodbye, giving away things that are important to the person, that also may be a sign of suicide. Now, I want to be sure these are all possible signs of suicide. They are not definitive. You have to get a good picture of the person. The most important thing that you can do to prevent suicide is to listen. Please listen to our podcast on listening to get some details about how you do it. A person who is thinking of committing suicide may have no one, may need to vent, may need to release pressure. Listen. Don't say too much. Listen. Provide a safe place and a non-judgmental atmosphere for the person to talk regularly to you. Be empathetic. Let the person work out his or her own issues. Don't provide solutions. It's the person's responsibility, him or herself, to provide those solutions. But be there. Be empathetic. Be non-judgmental. Reach out to the person. Also, put anything that the person might be able to use for suicide in a safe place. That includes things like pills, knives, etc. Get the person to contact you when he or she is thinking of taking action just before, quote unquote, they will commit suicide. Stay in contact with the person at that point. If you're not sure about what you're doing, contact a professional. Extremely important to do that. Don't stay alone in your thoughts. If you really think the person will commit suicide and you have no other way of doing things, call an authority. Call the police. Call a hospital. Prevent the suicide. Now, it's very important for you, if you're working on preventing suicide, to talk to other people. Join a group that works on the prevention of suicide. In many places, those groups exist. If there is none in your area, form one. Learn about suicide. Learn about what you can do. There's a lot of information out there on the internet and in other places. Very important for you. Get supervision. Talk to another practitioner. Talk to a professional. Don't let it stay inside you, because these are very, very heavy things. And if you don't do that, you might explode yourself. We've talked about the very first steps in preventing suicide and, if you're thinking of suicide, what you can do for yourself. Listen to our other podcasts and listen to our next one. Thank you for listening to this one.